about genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre rain. They burn the kids, no one thinks gun. Trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgive. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime. They don't matter, genocide. Sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See their shit, force of air. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill. They massacre, rape, they burn. The kids, no one thinks con. Trees, lie to your faith. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah. Back around again.
Welcome to the show, ho, ho, ho. Hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here in Revolution Radio. Give me a break. UCY.TV, my favorite little online network. Although we do a show over on Revolution Radio as well. It's Boxing Day. And I'm glad I'm not one of those folks that are out there trying to get a Boxing Day sale somewhere in a big box store today, acting like a bunch of bimbos running over each other, scrambling and fighting over to get a deal. Anyways, we had kind of a weird Christmas because we're going to go to my niece's out in the country, but it was storming here yesterday. So we didn't get out there, and then my mom got ill yesterday. She made all this wonderful food for Christmas dinner and ate a piece of pizza or Kentucky Fried Chicken and put her down. No, she didn't make us Kentucky Fried Chicken and pizza for dinner. She was just making stuff, and there was some in the fridge, so she grabbed a bite. Got quite ill, so she didn't get to go. And then my sister, who's an administrator for a old age home, who has to deal with all kinds of problems all day, decided yesterday that she would, her perfect Christmas was just to spend a day at home with the cats. And so we spent the day here as well, me and my sweetheart. And actually, it was quite nice because there was no hustle, there was no bustle, there was no stress, no tension, no nothing. It was just a damn wonderful Christmas. And what I'm going to do here, I think, is I'm going to stick a song in the chat. There's a lady called Mean Mary who did her first appearance at the, I'm not sure if she cut her first album at six or she just made some appearances, but kind of an interesting story because she was in a car accident, I think when she was in her teens or something. And her friend that was driving actually called her family and said she thought she was dead because of the way her neck was all twisted around. But she didn't die, but then she couldn't sing, but she was a pretty determined lady. I think that's what I like about her, is that we need to become determined moral men and women if we're going to turn our countries around. So this lady who, mean Mary, who her friend thought she was dead because of the way her neck was contorted in the car accident, and then she survived, but the doctors told her she'd never sing again because her vocal cords were all tore to hell. But she worked away at it, and she came back. So the thing was, is that her friend thought she was dead. The doctors told her she'd never sing together. Well, she didn't die, and she's singing. And that's straight determination. So if you take it from Mean Mary, who isn't really mean, but if you take it from her, anything can be accomplished. So this idea that we're screwed now, which I see written all over blogs and on websites and on Facebook and everywhere else, people with little happy faces and that, but they put people crying, the happy face, it's not happy, it's crying and stuff like this. Suck it up, people. All right, suck it up. If this lady can go through what she went through and be singing, then we can take back our countries. It's that freaking simple. It's called the determination. Now, I did have another lady who sent me a little note, because I've always been a firm believer that 2018 is going to be the year we start to turn this around. Excuse me. She sent me a note saying that 2018 in Hebrew means overthrow. Sounds good to me. Being a spiritual psychological war, we're not going to need a lot of gunfire to get this sorted out. Just determination. Simple as that. And you got to get angry, because anger is a gift. Because if you can't get angry, well, where's your determination to get anything done? So I'm going to stick this in the chat. I hope you enjoy it. She's a singer, banjo player, quite a talented lady. And there's a little Christmas song she made up. And if you see why my computer's really running slow. Could be it's wind chill minus 22 or something right now. Could be that it's bloody windy and snowing real hard. Who knows? But I'm just going to have to wait for, here we go. Man, is this running slow. No, this is running beyond slow. La, 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 as I wait for it to load up. Holy jumpins. Must be the minus 22 weather, or wind chill. And we're supposed to get this miserable, cold, snowy weather till something like the 7th of January or something before we get any break in it, which is really going to suck. So this is kind of a different little Christmas song. Hope you enjoy it. Check out some of her tunes. She is from, I think she grew up in Florida, but then her family, you can go and look up her bio. Her family lived all over the place, and mostly they were what a lot of people aspire to. They were basically they had a lot to do with horses, but mainly they were kind of off the grid people. They and this is a long time ago, her parents and that, they just kind of did what they did, and and didn't get caught up in all this corporate nonsense and got to go to the factory. They kind of were just kind of off-grid people, and it kind of shows. Her brother does some work in some of the videos, and the sense of humor in some of these videos is rather amazing and well done. And a lot of people that run into her, if you go through the comments, you know, a lot of people run into her and go, how come we got to come to YouTube to try and find some talent? Like all this scuzz that's on the radio and that is garbage. And people seem rather amazed. She's a hell of a banjo picker, too. I should put in that tune, too, while I'm goofing around here. If I can dig it out. Oh, here it is. Oh, well. Here it is. This has got quite a few hits on it. But, yeah, she's quite talented. I'm not big on banjo, but she has a really good voice. And, oh, there's that Mean Mary when she was 6 years old singing Long Tall whatever. Her music's pretty good. It's a little different, but why is it playing? I really don't want to talk about politics. Or the other garbage that's going on. Thank you. But anyways, I'm looking forward to 2018. Been at this an awful long time. Today, I'm just, we got a little bit of time. I'm just going to, my wife is an extremely talented photographer and a digital artist. So I'm going to working on putting up a couple of websites for her. And I guess we'll put up a website on one of these places where you can put your artwork and that on T-shirts and jackets and mugs and whatnot, and see if we can move a little bit of that stuff around. And I'll do up another website, which is just particular for artwork. So just working away on those things. In between all the rest of this nonsense. But there's not much news out there today. Same garbage, different day. But we're it's cold out in the West Coast. It's cold in Alberta right now. It's extreme cold weather alert in effect in Toronto for Boxing Day. And, we've got tens of thousands of people on the East Coast without power. All because of global warming, I guess. Here's a pretty good story here. I like this story. I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to read this story. This, I think, is a pretty good story, just the headline, that story runs with the headline, if anything will load on this freaking computer. But the headline, anyways, is a generous stranger lends a brand new SUV to Saskatoon families so they can get home for Christmas. So this family was stranded in Regina Christmas Eve because of flight delays after their Mexico vacation. And they're on a Sunwing flight from Puerto Vallarta to Saskatoon with a stop in Regina late on Christmas Eve after a week-long holiday. The kids 5 and 4 were excited to get home to Saskatoon so Santa would be able to find them. Then the flight to Saskatoon was canceled because of previous delays and long hours for the flight crew. When we got to Regina, they came over to the speaker and said Saskatoon passengers had to get off this flight, that they were putting us up in a hotel for the night, and they'd give us a taxi voucher. That's about it, said the Chantel. So they were at a loss. Alicia started to cry. Then her mother, Chantel, started to cry too. How would Santa bring them or find them in Regina? Throughout the flight from Mexico to Regina, Chantel and Cheryl, a stranger to the Saskatoon woman, struck up a conversation about the careers, their careers in healthcare and the children, unbeknownst. The one lady lives a short drive from Saskatoon, and she was visiting family in Regina, so she and her husband had two vehicles in the city and only needed one. We said, you know what? We're driving two vehicles home on Wednesday. Maybe they'll take one home tonight. She offered the use of a brand new 2714 Edge to the family, who accepted right away. That's a good little story. There's not enough of that going around. I couldn't believe a complete stranger would offer such a generous gift. By the time they made the generous offer, it was close to 1 a.m. The family hopped in a cab where she and her husband were staying, and they made a home for Christmas. So that's a nice story. You know, it's a good story. There are good people. In fact, most people are good. Not what you hear in the news. All you ever hear in the news normally is bad news. So it's nice to see but then it is Christmas. If it was any other time of the year, I don't know, this story would have hit the paper. So there's a little bit of Christmas propaganda, if you will. Now this story here really bothers the hell out of me. Now this story was on, I don't know, a month ago or something. I don't know if this is just when was this story? No, this is posted December 26th. It was a new one. I really don't like this idea of driverless trucks on the highway. Driverless trucks moving closer to commercial reality on Canadian highways. General Motors, Google, and Uber are all testing out the technology. Once thought of as a distant fantasy, that autonomous trucks are moving toward commercial reality on Canadian highways as companies look to boost productivity and the driver shortage, and government seeks to reduce deadly crashes. So instead of relying on a live man or woman to handle the truck, they're going to rely on electronics and Google Maps, which I guarantee you're going to get hacked. And but see, they want you off the road too, right? They want you off the road because what's not sustainable is you having any ability to go where you want when you want. That's not sustainable. They're not yet driving themselves out of the warehouses and down the highways, but companies of all sizes, including General Motors, Google, Uber, are testing the technology. Already a banner year in self-driving advancements, including the first on-street test of an autonomous vehicle in Canada. Interest in the sector picked up in the closing months of 2017 after Tesla Inc. showcased a fully electric semi-trailer truck equipped with semi-autonomous technology, including enhanced autopilot, automated braking, and lane departure warnings. Toronto trucking firm Vertigo Freight joined Loblaws and Walmart Canada in each pre-ordering Tesla semis. The $232,000 electric truck set to be delivered in 2019 that holds the promise of eventually becoming autonomous. Despite the company's investment, Vertigo president Domingos isn't holding his breath for widespread adoption in the next decade. While the vehicles are ideally suited for corridors such as Canada's busiest route between Montreal and Windsor, Domingos believes drivers will still be needed for short-haul services or to pick up and deliver goods. Estimates on how far away we are from the driverless future vary widely, but completely driverless trucks are already being used far from traffic on remote resource properties. Suncor Energy is testing them at its oil sands operations in Alberta, while Rio Tinto is expanding their deployment at its iron ore mines in Australia. Rapid advances in technology are revolutionizing the way large-scale mining is undertaken around the globe. Transport Minister Mark Gagnon traveled in October to Tesla's headquarters in Silicon Valley as part of his push to study safety and privacy issues associated with automated technologies to inform regulation or to inform regulations and government plans to craft. He has asked the Standing Senate Committee on Transport and Communications to study regulatory and technical issues related to deployment of automated commercial vehicles, which have the potential to improve the safety, efficiency, and environmental performances of Canada's transportation system. The committee is expected to deliver a full report in January. There are significant policy, technical, and operational issues that will need to be addressed for the coming years before fully automated trucks are common on Canadian roads, said the government spokesman. The Canadian Association representing the trucking industry, where autonomous technology could make the jobs of nearly 300,000 Canadians obsolete, recently urged the committee to avoid ever referring to the technology as autonomous, much less driverless, preferring advanced driver systems. The group acknowledges there is a long-term threat to trucking jobs, as the recent census said is the leading employer of Canadian men, but insists that it is unlikely to happen during the careers of existing drivers and may even help attract young people to the profession. The majority of Canadians are skeptical, and rightfully so, of having 80,000-pound commercial vehicles driving around without any human intervention alongside the highway beside them. The new modern high-tech truck will introduce many changes to our industry, but the constant will still be the driver, even if the role of the job evolves with the technology. The International Transport Forum, an intergovernmental think tank, that's your globalists again, however, estimated that more than half of the 6.4 million driver jobs needed globally in 2030 could become redundant if driverless trucks are deployed quickly. Automating the trucking industry will be more efficient because it will cut labor costs by 40%. Trucks can operate for longer hours. Yeah, so 6.4 million jobs around the world would go in the waste paper basket, and we don't manufacture anything here. I mean, if truck drivers is the biggest employer in Canada, we got a problem. Okay, because all our trucks are doing is they're just hauling the crap that's coming from China and other low pay wage places. That's all they do. The stuff comes in on the boats, comes off the boats, and then they transport it here and there and all over Hell's Half Acre. And they say this is good for the environment. It's not good for the environment. Manufacturing what you need in your own country is good for the environment. It's good for employment. It's good for healthy families. It's good for the economy. It's good for everything. And the globalists have taken away all of our manufacturing. And can you imagine driving down the frickin' road? I mean, my sister has a Jeep. And I forget what model it is, but right after she bought it new, which is a couple years ago, there was a thing on TV where a guy's driving down the road, got a reporter with him, and they hacked the vehicle, you know. The air conditioning comes on without him touching it because somebody's got hold of the computer system. And... you know, the brakes work or they don't work, the steering works, it doesn't work, and they slowly roll them off the road into a ditch. And that's one vehicle. My sister was some ticked off when she saw the show and found out that you can hack these things. Well, if it's electronic, it can be hacked. It's that simple. So you're going to fill up the highways with transport trucks. An earlier report said that while these automated trucks will still kill people, that's what they said, they expect they'll probably kill less people than trucks with drivers in them. And when they first come out, they expect... quite a few people to get killed while they work the bugs out of these vehicles. But then the whole plan is depopulation anyway. So if we run over a bunch of people, you know, the Muslims, then they won't have to actually man a vehicle to run it through a crowd of people. I guess they can just take an automated vehicle and tell it what to do and it'll go run over people. That's not good. Not good at all. We need to take back and get back to some sort of normalcy. You know, I mean, it's the old story. You can use technology. Everything has a good and a bad side to it. There's a good and an evil side to everything. And for way too long, we've been going down the wrong road. We've been going down the evil road. We've been harming ourselves or allowing ourselves to be harmed because we just keep rolling over to what the media keeps shouting at us, or the school teachers keep shouting at us, or the preachers keep shouting at us, the politicians. And we're just going down the road they want us to go down. And we're not bucking it at all. And 2018, apparently in Hebrew, means overthrow. And I think we're getting closer and closer to it. Your food's poison. Your air's poison. Your water's poison. They're hammering your children blood systems with so many needles, it's nuts. They've poisoned everything. You didn't do it, right? You don't have the capacity to do it, okay? Those that fired up the environmental movement are the ones that poisoned everything. And then they turn around and blame you for it. I mean, we can't be that lame forever. We at some point have to understand that we're just being walked down a road, that we got to get off of that road. We gotta start being leaders, not followers. You know, hey, I always hated that term sheeple. I'm not saying it's wrong. I just always hated it. Because the general population are like sheep. You know, they just get guided to where they're supposed to. They don't buck up nothing. They don't complain. Well, they may complain, but they don't stand their ground ever. They're easily scared or frightened. Not hard to frighten a sheep. Once you get them going in a direction, they'll just keep going in that direction. They're not going to stand and say, why are we going this way? What the hell's going on? And unfortunately, most of the people are like that. They've been programmed to be like that. And we're going to have to, it's like we need this humongous deprogramming program. But you're never going to wake them all up. Never going to happen. You know, if we can get 3% or 5%, it should be more than enough to overthrow the evil that is running our nations. And the other people aren't going to complain about it, because when you tell them you're going to start manufacturing in your own country again, that you're going to cancel the fraudulent debt, and we're going to grow our own food, and we're going to look after our water, and we're going to man our nations with, I don't know what it's going to take to knock these damn chemtrail planes out of the sky. But we need to put ourselves in a position. You fly over and you spray us, you're coming out of the sky. It's that freaking simple. Okay? And people go, oh, you get in trouble for that. Well, no, you're not going to get in trouble from that. You're going to get out of trouble from that, because what they're spraying you on is the trouble. What they're doing to your food is trouble. They're done to your water is trouble. They've done to your child's mind is trouble. What they're doing to your mind, as they've got you sitting in front of a TV, is trouble. And we have to get away from that trouble. The only way you get away from it, give it a good swift kick in the ass. You know, I remember when I was at a windmill meeting or a wind farm meeting that was put on by the wind company in a small village not too far from where I live, and I went there and all these people had their signs up. Just a tiny little village. I don't know what the population of the place is. 50. And they had the little meeting hall there. I don't know if it was an old school or an old church or whatever it was, but they're going to fill up all the fields with windmills or wind turbines. And, you know, when I got out of the car, I just asked these people, and I'd worked with them for a long time, but they're just like little children. I kind of went boo at them. And they're all standing on the side of the road with the protest signs and that. And they'd lift them up when the odd car come by. You know, and it just disgusted me. And I went inside, and there was a young farmer in there, and the windmill guys were yakking away at him. I told this young guy, he wasn't that young, he was probably 30. And I told him, you know, you're really pathetic. You know, you have to know this is a scam. But maybe you're going to make a few bucks on it, but then you don't give a shit about the rest of the people in your area. You sell your soul for a few dollars. And any farmer that has signed a contract is guilty of causing harm to the people in this province. So, you know, you're not a nice guy. You just sold your soul for a few bucks. He told you, I don't give a shit about my neighbors. And that's sad, but when I'm in that hall, and I just looked at this young guy and I told him, I said, you know, you really truly are pathetic. You know, if your forefathers were still around, what they would do is they would tell these wind people to pack up their fancy display boards and that. Or they probably wouldn't even give them time to pack them up. They'd just show them the door and tell them to get lost. And if you ever come back in this neck of the woods, you're going to wish the hell you hadn't. But then our forefathers were men. And they understood the term, take heed, no man deceive you. But become so freaking weak of the mind and the spine and the spirit that we do the most incredibly stupid things to harm our own and benefit those who wish to cause us harm. It's actually very stupid. You know, do you mind if you want to sign a contract here and we'll put this windmill up and we'll pay you 15, 20 grand a year for whatever? And chances are your animals, if you've got animals on the farm, are going to take a hit. You're probably going to take a hit. Your neighbor's definitely going to take a hit. And but you don't care, you know. I almost think these guys have signed a contract so that some foreigner can come in and rape their child for a few bucks, because that's basically the way I see it. It's the same thing. We got no moral standing. And that's what we have to get back one way or the other. So everybody just put it in your brain that 2018 in Hebrew means overthrow. And let's get at it. Now, all of these truckers that they hope to unemploy, and all of the people who are going to lose their jobs in car manufacturing, because remember, private vehicles aren't sustainable. So how the hell is everybody going to make a living? And all they're doing is trying to grind you down so they can bring in their guaranteed income. And unfortunately, once people get ground down far enough, they'll willfully accept the guaranteed income, not realizing that part of the guaranteed income deal is that in order to get that guaranteed income, you have to do, as they say, and that they control every aspect of your life and all the resources of your nation, and then they can tell you what you can and can't drive, where you can and can't go, and how you will think. And if you don't think the way they want you to think, then they'll just cut off your guaranteed income, and you're screwed. Now, I saw a lot of people in different parts of the country, it was holiday, handing out I think it's 132nd Avenue in Surrey, British Columbia. There's two solid blocks. Two solid city blocks of tents. People living in tents. And they got their tents pitched between the sidewalk and the road. Two city blocks. And so the, you know, the good people, the people that apparently care, come out and, you know, bring blankets and some food and all of this stuff. But, you know, the good people doing this aren't really accomplishing anything because they should be up in arms because why is there two city blocks of people living in tents? In Surrey, British Columbia. Now, I lived out there in the 70s, and I don't remember, the only people that I saw that were having a difficult time, really, in the whole lower mainland, was the folks down on Hastings Avenue, or East Hastings, I think it was, Avenue downtown Vancouver, which was basically Skid Row. And, you know, it was difficult to watch these people. These are people who had, you know, had some bad things happen to them in the past, and they got on drugs and alcohol and this kind of thing. And I talked to some of these people down here, and some of these were really intelligent people who, you know, either got it way back then of the structure of government and what it really was, and didn't want nothing to do with it, or they lost their jobs, or they had a marital breakup, or whatever. But I talked to some people that were pretty damn, they had a lot of education, living on the street, sticking needles in their veins, drinking aftershave lotion, whatever, and felt bad for these people. But they weren't that big a group, comparatively speaking, today. Now the government's setting up drug injection sites in cities all over the place like it's a good thing. But so we've really gone downhill, folks. We have really, really gone downhill. But the funny thing is that when I'm looking at these different videos and newspaper pictures and that of all these people helping these people that are living in tents or whatnot, and that's growing. I mean, it's growing. It's probably the fastest growing part of society right now is people ending up on the streets. Richest country on the world, and we got people living in tents between sidewalks and the roadway. What I noticed that most of these people, not most of them, I can't find any dark-skinned people. I can't find any Muslims or Hindus or anything. They all seem to be white people on the side of the road or in these bush camps and whatnot that they set up out of sight. It really is quite pathetic. You know, and all these do-gooders, and I mean, it's good that they're doing this, but they don't. I don't know that they understand that. You know, these people shouldn't. You know, there's some people handing out backpacks with, you know, socks and blankets and whatever they can stuff into them. You know, our people are living on the street. I mean, this is not good. This cannot be acceptable to anybody. You got a government here that wants to bring in a million Muslims over the next, I'll just say Muslims because that's who the majority of them are going to be, over the next 3 years. We've got, so it's 300,000 plus a year, 333,000 plus a year. And so they're talking about getting rid of 300,000 truckers. So those people will be looking for work. And then you bring in another 330,000 migrants and that each year looking for work, but they're not really looking for work. They're just looking to get here and breed lots of kids, because the more kids you have, the more welfare you get, and so on and so forth. So, you know, 2018 needs to be a year where we say, I don't think so anymore. 2018 has to be a year that the population starts not paying any taxes. Because every dime you pay in taxes is being used against you. It's being used to harm you. So they take your labor from you in the form of your paycheck or big, huge portions of it. And then they take that money of yours and then they give it to the migrants. And the more migrants we get, the more money they're going to need. And the harder you're going to try to work in order to keep a roof over your head while they're redistributing your labor. And I don't know how much longer people can possibly put up with this. I'm thinking not very long, hoping not very long anyways. I hope people wise up before this, you know, they're experimenting now with this guaranteed basic income. So basic is basic food, basic water rights, basic living standards. You know, it's they control it. And if they want to hurt you, all they have to do is say, well, you know, there was a fire and so now you can't have a house because trees burnt down and we can't keep beating up on Mother Earth. So until that bush that burnt down regrew, we really can't cut any trees because we don't have any trees, because like a tax-exempt foundation is the way they're setting the resource deal up, is that, one, they're going to restrict you because they say you're using you. You're the enemy, of course. It says so. You, the population of the planet, are using 1.5 times the finite resources. So you're using up each year 1.5 of the world's resources. Well, that's no good. So they want to scale that back. That's why they want to scale you back to the point where you're using 75% less electricity than you are now, 75% less water than you're using now, and then you're going to pay taxes, carbon taxes. They're just going to drag you down until you see is the only option left is to accept the guaranteed income, which is really no different than the way they set the wars up. Okay, before each war, there's a huge depression. Markets crash. People are in trouble. People don't know how to get enough to feed themselves or their families. Well, if you come to war, go to the war, then you'll get a paycheck. I are.
Possible.
I am.
Well, I'll give you a call back only a little bit later on.
Well, that would be good.
Okay. It's Prince Charles' call. Ciao.
All right. Talk to you later. That was interesting. I got a call. I got, and I answered the call without picking up the phone. Interesting. Anyways, 2018, make it the year of the overthrow. And the easiest way to do it, I mean, you got to understand that these people are afraid of you. You need not be afraid of them. Okay? They are amoral a-holes who are doing you and your family harm and doing the best they can do to destroy your futures. Now, anger is a gift. Now, they know once we get it and we get angry, they're screwed. Because by nature, these manipulators, these deceivers, are actually chicken shits. And that was proven quite nicely way back when the Americans came up to Canada and burnt down the legislative building on the East Coast. And this is amazing because it didn't have any, there was some little newspapers, but there was no internet, there was no TV, there was no radio. The fact is that they came up and burnt down the legislative building. So what are we going to do about it? Whine and bitch and complain? No, did what real men used to do. Well, screw you. And so some soldiers and some natives and some farmers and that just loaded up the truck and headed for Washington. Of course, they didn't have a truck. But the closer they got to Washington, the more fearful they became that we're going to go after the White House. Holy crap, man, this could be ugly. But nothing proved how weak-kneed and these pencil necks are, these deceivers, these people that never got a callus on their hands in their lives. When the boys from Canada got down to the White House, it'd been vacated because the pencil necks ran away. Then that's a lesson that people have to understand. And nothing, I don't think anything describes it better than that mem or whatever they call those things, memes. All those, you know, four rich guys sitting around a table playing poker or whatever they were doing, drinking good drink, good scotch, smoking good cigars, and you got a bunch of lame guys on all fours holding the table up. That's the general population. Those are the people holding the table up. That's the general population who have been deceived by these rich boys and those guys under the table. I'm sure they had a conversation. One guy's getting a cramp in his back or his leg or something, he's trying to move, and the other clowns under there holding the table up are going, oh no, be careful, don't shake the table or anything because we'll get in trouble. That's the general population's attitude. The attitude of men and strong women is, what the hell are we doing holding this table up for these clowns? You realize if we just stand up, if we just rise up and stand up, the game's over that they're playing, because the shit's going to go flying everywhere. Now, how can one man bow down to another man? I never did understand that my entire life. I don't understand it now. I didn't understand it as a child. How can one man bow down to another man? What is it, this power this other man has over you? How is it that a small band of criminals who call themselves your government can get a population the size of the United States, 330 million people or whatever, or even here, 36 million people. How is it that this small little handful of criminals, these lying, deceiving, disgusting, useless, thieving dogs, can get you to bow down to them? I've never understood that. Never. I don't think you ever will. But I do know what's got to get done. We got to flip this over so that the amoral stand below the moral, not vice versa. As it is, the amoral are standing on top of us. Makes no sense whatsoever. So I'm very much looking forward to 2018. The mood's getting more positive all the time. I'm wandering into people, you know, I go up to get a coffee and people are coming up to me and I go, you know what I found out? I don't know what. We don't own our own houses. Brilliant. Thanks for telling me, like I didn't know this a gazillion years ago, but these people are, I mean, the word's getting out fast. I mean, the internet, as much as they're trying to shut it down, like my normal now, it seems, on Facebook is I get to make one post, shove it around a bit, and I'm back in jail. And they did that to me on my blog over at WordPress. So, and YouTube, although people tell me, I got to start doing some YouTubes again, because I quit, because my hits were pretty good, and then all of a sudden, boom, in the toilet. And it gets frustrating when you look at these pathetic numbers. But I've had people say that, you know, the actual numbers are a whole hell of a lot higher than what is on their counter. So maybe it's time to start doing some more YouTube. But you folks out there that know, understand, you have a duty. And you don't have to get in fights or scraps or get into huge arguments. Your job is simply, at this point in time, is to take the knowledge you have, point people to where you know there's knowledge, and just keep talking, teaching, and shining the light. The cost to you, nothing. Okay? But if you don't talk, teach, and shine the light, the cost, well, it could be everything. So just remember your forefathers and what they must have went through to try to build a better life for their offspring. And we have a duty to the children and the grandchildren, those not yet born, to have the same attitude as their forefathers had. And if we have that attitude, we will turn this around and we will take control of our nations. It's that simple. Not that difficult. It's just a mindset. It's determination, just like that singer that I put, Mean Mary there, that I put in, who friend thought she was dead because her neck was so contorted, and then the doctor told her she'd never sing again because her vocal cords were so screwed up from the way her neck got twisted around. And, well, I put in a couple of her songs there today, and guess what? Through nothing but total, complete determination, she accomplished what they said she couldn't do. So this idea that we can't take back our nations because they have control of it just shows the weakness of the spirit, the mind, and the spine. So strengthen all three of those. 2018 is going to be a beautiful year, because 2018, out of time, take her back to tonight. And take everybody, hope everybody has a good night.